Irwin, Brother and Sister, G.A. St. Helena, California, October 16, 1900. Dear Brother and Sister Irwin, I can write only a few lines to you this morning. We are located in our pleasant and much appreciated home. Our families are somewhat crowded, and will be till Willie gets his house built. Willie and May and the three children are living in three small rooms in Brother Atwood's cottage. They took their meals with us till Monday, but now they have set up housekeeping for themselves. Ella and Mabel are staying with us. Mrs. Bartlett occupies a small room in our house and will stay with us till the grape crop is gathered. W.C. White will have a room here for his office. Sarah and Maggie sleep in the sitting room. Brother and Sister Burden and their sisters have moved into the chamber above the fruit house. Brother Burden is trying to get the grape crop gathered and disposed of, then they will leave for Australia. We find that the house and land will cost us $5,000. The furniture, one cow, two horses, four carriages, the farming implements, and the improvements Brother Burden has made on the place brings the price up to $6,400. I sold my place in Kurrenbong for $7,000, leaving with considerable regret the dear people for whom we have labored. When we did this, we had no idea that the Lord in His providence was preparing a place for us in a most agreeable and healthful locality. We are now trying to arrange matters so that we shall be able to get to work as soon as possible. We could not get our goods until last evening, and we have only a part of them now. It would not be possible for either W.C. White or myself to attend the council, for we must do what we can to get things settled before the cold weather. We shall now have to arise and build a house for W.C. White. We have selected the spot. It is a beautiful location. But for the present, all we can do is to fix up an old cottage on the place for their accommodation. Our goods are being unpacked, and Willie's family will now have something to eat their food from. Crockery is a very useful article, as we learn when we do not have it. We have all such necessaries. They came with the place. We never expected this manifest preparing of the Lord for me and my workers. In the whole transaction, the Lord has managed the matter so nicely that we can only wonder and praise His holy name. We sincerely hope that Elder Haskell will feel it his privilege to select a site for a home for himself on this farm. He shall have his choice of locations. We think that under this hill, Elder Haskell will be more retired than anywhere else. This is what he and I, old, way-worn pilgrims, need. May the Lord take possession of our hearts and minds, is my prayer. I am writing on the second-story piazza, and the sun is shining upon my shoulders, which have been rheumatic for several weeks.